And today is one of those Gospels when we hear how the crowd heard Jesus' conundrum that he placed before them as a motive for finding delight. But we're kind of reminded in a way that for us who already know the whole story of Jesus and have the benefit of 2,000 years of a rich deposit of faith, which has been expounded by in the Church's magisterium, that there are many answers and things that we know and believe as part of our faith, that for the people going through the events of Jesus' life in real time, obviously would not have had the same awareness of. And so today, the dilemma or the conundrum that Jesus places before them is to say, if the Messiah is the son of David, then how is it that David calls him Lord? And the expectation there that Jesus is trying to break through is that if the Messiah is merely the son of David, then he's the son of man, and he is someone who is coming with a human mission, who is merely a human being, and who is still subordinate in a way to his forefather, David. And it would really establish his mission as being one to reestablish the Davidic kingdom in an earthly power sense. And so when Jesus points out that David calls the Messiah Lord, what he's really saying then is that Jesus himself, or the Messiah, is going to be much more than a human being with a human mission of restoring past glory, but rather he is God, and his mission is something which is going to transcend earthly life. And this is really the central point that Jesus is making, that the Messiah is something more than merely what people's expectations are, and therefore Jesus himself is something much more than merely a human being who is teaching them and who is walking among them. He is the Messiah, he is the Son of the living God, and the mission that he has transcends everything on this earth and has to do with leading us toward eternal life. From our perspective, as we read this gospel today, one of the primary takeaways for us is to be reminded of the centrality of our relationship to Jesus Christ in our life. In fact, we already were alluding to that yesterday when we talked about the two great commandments, the first of which is to love God, and the second, which is to love your neighbor. And with the first place going to God, it reminds us too that the best way to love our neighbor is to love them in God. And so similarly, today's gospel is reminding us that the primary and most central relationship in our life is our relationship to Christ. And the relationship that we have with other people is a relationship which should be ordered toward this relationship to Jesus and toward Christ himself. I think in the world that we look at today in our relationships with one another, in particular when we look at various forms of racism and prejudice that exist, the tendency is that we want to look at one another and put each other in defined boxes with characteristics that fit inside of that box. And when we do so, we can control the other and keep them in a way at our service, and also in a way place ourselves above them. And that is a tendency that we have, I think, in a lot of human relationships. It can happen even among spouses, even among family members, even among friends, where we like to pigeonhole each other into little boxes and say, I know everything about you, and therefore I can also predict what you're going to do, and I can in a way control somehow what you're going to do. But today's gospel reminds us that just when you look at Jesus, you have to see something more. It's so too going to be true that if we're called to relate to one another in Jesus Christ and order our relationships in Jesus Christ, then what it means is when we look at one another, we also have to see something more than merely the characteristics of what we see in front of us that the person possesses, but to see a child of God, to see someone who is eternally endowed with the dignity of being made in the image and likeness of God, to see someone who is destined for eternal glory, to see someone who is eternally loved by God, to see Jesus Christ in the person before us. And when we do this, when we look at others, we really see something more, and we don't get confined to little boxes or little pigeonholes or characteristics. And that really is, I think, what today's gospel is inviting us to do. Jesus is something more than a human being. He is the God-man who restores communion and who brings reconciliation to our relationship with God. And he also elevates our status to something much, much more than merely a finite human existence. He opens up a gateway to eternal life. He calls us members of the family of God. And therefore, when we look at one another, we too then have to see something more. We have to see a son or daughter of the Father. We have to see a child of God. We have to see a brother and sister of Jesus Christ. And we have to be able to see the Lord himself. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that in all people we meet, that we would always strive to see Jesus, that we would always strive to see the person for the great dignity that God has endowed them with, and for the eternal destiny that he has called them to. Amen.